I'm hitting the record button. We're recording.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
we're happened.
Back. We're back. Okay, man.
It's really happening.
In the nicest way possible, I'm so thankful I can say this. I didn't plan this episode one bit. Cole, what's our intro? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I liked the idea that you gave me, but maybe we'll have to do that in post.
Yeah, hey. Here's the thing. If there's a really cool intro, that was my idea.
And
if it's not, that was also my idea.
It's a really bad intro. I'm going to pin it on Cole. Cole, you want to start us off?
No, I want you to start it off.
All right.
Like, the way we always do.
Don't try to reinvent the wheel now.
I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Josh Glass.
And I'm Timothy McDaniel. This is the movie. Rick, thank you guys for tuning in.
We are so rusty.
Man, we haven't done this in months.
Season 2, baby. We had to take a break because Christmas and life. And I directed a musical and Cole played in that musical for me. And it was just busy, not having a night off. So it's good to sit back down with you guys. We've missed some bigger titles. I'm going to drag you guys to go see Dune 2 at some point.
Yeah.
We're going to do Dune 2.
You have that popcorn bucket. I mean,
it's right there.
I'm staring at it.
The Shai Hulud.
Actually, it's kind of staring at me.
It's terrible.
Okay, so I'm sure you've seen the memes about the guy getting the Dune 2 popcorn bucket with no popcorn.
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen those. Well, I was on a field trip and I drove by the theater and I went in to buy it. Well, on a field trip, I told the kids to stay in the car. And I went in and I said, I'll take the Dune popcorn bucket. And she said that they only had one more for sale. I don't know if she was just like being honest or truthful or what, but she brought it out and she started to fill it. And I said, oh, no popcorn. And this poor girl looked at me like I was a monster.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she was a bit more relieved when I just kept it in the plastic and left.
Yeah.
I think she was a bit more relieved. But for a moment, I was like, oh, no, I'm the meme. I'm not even meaning to, but I'm the meme. But no, we're going to have to go see Dune 2. I'd like to go see if Argyle's still in theaters.
We're going to see Gran Turismo this season.
Man, no, we've got to, right?
I kind of like the meme.
We
never go see it. When we always hype it up.
Out on DVD, we watch it at your house, Josh.
It's been out.
Out in August.
I'm pretty sure
August
it's on Netflix.
That shows you where my brain's at. Hey, well, let's watch it at your house. Argyle, I thought, looked good. If we don't have time to go see it, there's a Ryan Reynolds movie out right now. Not Ryan Reynolds. Ryan, the other one.
Gosling?
Yeah, he's like a stunt guy.
Yeah, that looks cool.
That does look good. There's a few out. So, and then
Deadpool's going to be in the summer.
Deadpool, yeah. Boy and the Heron's getting a re-release.
Oh, is that the thing with the bird?
Yeah.
The bird.
The anime one.
You sent us something about it, didn't you?
Yeah. I've sent a couple things.
That's
my favorite was whenever.
That's the only time you've turned up over the last several months was when you're going to tell us something about anime or the popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
And then you disappear for a month.
It's true. My favorite with you guys for that was I told you guys about it in person the first time. And Nicole, it was like, eh. And then I was like, hey, did you guys see this movie that has like Christian Bale and Willem Dafoe? And like, I just started listing off the people. Cole goes, oh no, that does sound pretty good. And I was like, it's an anime movie.
I'll give it a chance.
Yeah. Also, it's an anime.
Here's the thing. I'll give it a chance, but you better pray it's good.
Man, you know what? A part of me wants to screen it after the last one. I'm not going to lie. Suzume? Not going to lie. No, I probably should screen it. And then what's his face? Miyazaki was like, it's my last one. So he made it about like retirement and coping and death and like loss of. And then like he, 2 days after it came out, was like, yeah, I'm going to make one more. So whatever it doesn't means nothing. Hey, let's stop rambling. Cole, what are we doing on this episode?
So we wanted to get an episode out without having to, like, because we know everyone's been busy trying to go to the theater, trying to figure out what to go see. It's just a hassle. So in honor of March Madness, the most glorious time of the year, we're going to do a tournament based off of movies that we have watched with our friend group over the last several years. There's a wide selection of movies. Also because it didn't work out to an even bracket without buys, we incorporated some movies from season one of the podcast as well.
Okay.
So we ranked them based off of how we rated them in our 100-point scale.
I think I thought that this was podcast and movie night from the get-go. So this only has a few podcast movies in it.
Yes, I did. Okay. I just did as much as we needed to get to like where there's no buys.
And even 128 movies.
So I just randomly spun and whoever got which we got some bangers out of the season one.
Okay.
So let's kick it off with the one versus the 128 matchup, the Muppets 2011 versus Sky Sharks.
Well, you know where If I could never watch a movie again in my life, Sky Sharks would be the movie.
Definitely be Sky Sharks.
Hey, Josh,
and I picked that movie.
Yeah, you want to tell us how Sky Sharks came to be?
So I got a rap with the movie night crew for picking safe movies.
yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, Zombieland.
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. Just good movies that I would enjoy watching. And they always got good scores. So I got this idea when I saw the $4 movie bin at Walmart. I said, I'm going to just reach in here and I'm going to grab the first movie I find. And I pull out Sky Sharks. This movie,
the cinematic masterpiece,
is the worst movie I've ever laid my eyes on.
Let's just call it what it is. It's porn.
Oh, it is. I felt awful.
Porno. It was porn with sharks
when this movie got turned on. Nazis, flying sharks, and boobs.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Versus Kermit the Frog
so
and Miss
bad.
Piggy.
It had like three really funny moments, but then everything in between was just
there was no
awful.
No storyline, no plot, nothing. It was awful. The audio was terrible. You couldn't understand what they were saying half the time. It was bad.
All right, so is it safe to say that Muppets 2011 is moving on?
Yes. Absolutely, okay. Yeah. Please, I never want to think about Sky Sharks again.
Yeah, submit score. I don't want to. I'm not scoring. There we go.
Okay.
Look at all that. Right.
I love this bracket. That's awesome. Okay.
So are we just going straight down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one: 64 Big Lebowski versus 65 Night's Tale.
Night's Tale. Night's Tale's
that's
the one
with
Ledger. Heath Ledger.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like joust people and.
Big Lebowski all the way. I will say this. Logan picked Night's Tale, and he put in the extended version.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so long.
Which made it weirder. There were some scenes I actually liked, but overall, a lot of stuff
I never saw
that
the original cut, so I just like, yeah. I don't have nothing to base it off of.
I think that he shouldn't have done that. I do love
Logan,
Night's
if you're
Tale.
Listening to this, which I've told it to him straight up.
So just so I understand this right, A Knight's Tale is the second worst movie on our list?
No.
No.
That's number 65 out of 128.
Okay. I thought it was pitting the best versus the worst.
It is, but it's
going to be the top and the bottom of the bracket.
You don't want one and two to face each other in the second round. They can match up in the finals.
Oh, I got you now. Okay.
So we're going one versus 128. This is 64 and 65.
I thought these seemed a little like Night's Tale didn't do poorly.
It's as middle of the road as you can get.
I don't have my laptop. I remember Night's Tale doing okay.
Yeah.
My vote's still Lebowski, but I also love The Big Lebowski. It's one of my favorite movies.
I'm going to go with The Big Lebowski as well.
I did not see The Big Lebowski at movie night.
Yeah, you weren't there.
I did see Night's Tale. I've heard so much more quotes about The Big Lebowski, so I'm fine with that.
Okay, so Lebowski's moving on. Round two. One shining moment. Do, 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 do. We need the song with it that plays at March Madness. Okay, Parasite. Number 32, Parasite versus number 97, Airheads.
For the record, I'll just go ahead and say this because this might come up a couple times. We're looking at a TV mounted to my wall, and I actually was worried about this at the start. So we're going to be really careful that when we turn to look at the TV, we don't not talk into our mics.
So we got Parasite taking on Airheads.
Parasite.
Easy.
Airheads is a good movie. Don't get me wrong. Hilarious movie.
I love Airheads.
Good 90s comedy. But Parasite is just a top-notch movie.
I hate that it's...
B. Arthur, outstanding.
I hate that they're back-to-back me saying this. It makes me sound like a broken record. But also Parasite, top five favorite movie of all time for me. Love Parasite.
Okay, I would agree that Parasite deserves... Airheads has got an unlucky draw on that one.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm happy. Parasite was the first movie I've put in with subtitles that you guys paid attention to.
That was probably the quietest movie we ever
saw.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I didn't
everybody
like
paid attention.
I didn't like it at first, and then once... The
yes.
Twist that comes. I'm not going to say it.
If you've never seen Parasite, just go watch it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Fantastic.
I'm intrigued.
So many people will not watch it because the director refused to have it translated to other languages. He said, "Nope, just watch it in Korean." So a lot of people won't watch it. But if you can, I think his quote is something like, "Subtitles are like such a small 1-inch barrier to get over to find great films. If you can get over it, great movie. Check it out.
Great movie."
Next matchup: Megamind versus My Girl.
Megamind.
Yeah.
Yeah, Megamind. Okay, sorry.
Wow.
This poor guy. This is how I imagined round one was going to go. Round two and on is going to be a bloodbath.
Didn't My Girl, the kid died of bees?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like your worst nightmare.
It was your worst nightmare in a movie.
I just remember thinking, it had some good moments.
My favorite thing from that, I'm glad I watched the movie because I saw a meme where it was War Pigs. The generals gathered in their masses. He can't see without his glasses.
You know what, though? That's a really good... You can tell how good an indicator of a movie is by, like, how many memes it has. Yeah. So the fact that there's thousands of Megamind memes and one My Girl meme, you know.
A lot of people love that My Girl movie. Oh, here we go. Here's a
battle. This is going to be a good one.
Logan versus the Disaster Artist.
Logan. Logan, all the way.
I'm not going to say the seed every time because I forgot to do on the last one. I don't even know what the seed was on that. Okay.
Listen, I know that Logan was my movie. I feel like I have to sell it now because you guys are thinking, I know that Logan was my movie. Disaster Artist is funny.
What's my movie?
Disaster Artist is funny if you've seen and like The Room. If you haven't
have
seen...
We all seen and like, have we all seen The Room in here? We have.
We've seen The Room, but I do not like The Room.
In order to enjoy The Disaster Artist, I feel like you have to see, and to a degree, like The Room, and then The Disaster Artist becomes a pretty good movie.
Say, I liked Logan. I'm going to have to go with Disaster Artist, though, because...
You trash human being.
The Franco brothers are fantastic in it.
You are scum, but Josh, you're the tiebreaker.
Disaster Artist was funny. I hated The Room, enjoyed Disaster Artist, but I do agree... Logan, I do believe, is a better film.
Okay, so Logan's moving on. It was the higher seed. It got...
Had any upsets yet?
Not yet. Okay, 9 months... Oh, we're about to get an upset, I feel like. 9 months versus Rockstar.
What
can
was
you remind
Rockstar?
Me nine, oh. I was going to say, can you remind me of 9 months?
That was
nine
your wife's pick, where like the guy doesn't want to be a dad, but he's like,
Hugh
Grant.
Oh, okay. I do remember it now.
The one that the Hugh Grant movie that wasn't Notting Hill.
All right, now remind Josh of Rockstar.
That's the guy that was in the cover band that the actual band that they're being a tribute band for picks him up. It's Mark Wahlberg. He goes on tour with them, then realizes he doesn't actually want to do... You not remember it?
I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Ooh, so
it was like the opening of the movie has him like singing along with the guy on stage, and then a contact, like an agent, contacts him and recruits him.
Yeah, because they need a vocalist.
Oh yeah.
And then he goes on like a sex drug spree,
and then he does what the rock stars do.
Yeah,
I'm going Rockstar. I love that movie.
I'll let Josh go first.
Yeah. Out of those two. From what I can remember, Rockstar, I probably enjoyed more because 9 months is, I believe, was a big old chick flick.
It was. It was 100% a chick flick.
Not that I don't like chick flicks every now and then.
There's some chick flicks I do enjoy in here.
I'll say the end of 9 months actually got kind of funny, but there was so much in the middle that like just weird justifications for story plots happening, so I'm definitely Rockstar.
So that's our first upset.
That's an upset?
That was an upset.
Rockstar scored worse than 9 months?
Yeah, I think a lot of the ladies didn't like Rockstar.
Oh, well, Elena's going to be very upset at this next one. Do we even need to?
So we got Jurassic Park versus Notting Hill.
Okay, well.
Jurassic Park.
Do we have to talk about
no.
it?
The movie that defined blockbusters, like created the word,
yeah.
versus Notting Hill.
Yeah, sorry, Hugh Grant. You're going out twice in a row now.
Yeah.
All right, Jurassic Park. Oh, here we go. Here's a battle. Jojo Rabbit versus Road to El Dorado.
It's not a battle. Easy.
Are you going to go with your own pick again?
Hands down. Are you not? You're going to tell me Road to El Dorado is better than Jojo Rabbit?
That's a debate.
I remember you loving Jojo Rabbit.
I do love Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, Jojo Rabbit is a solid movie, so I'm going to go with Jojo.
I'm Jojo.
I'm going with Jojo. I was just mad trolling.
I had a run there after your name where I was like, I've got to pick. S-tiers, banger movies to recover my...
That's
like,
what you started with.
Yeah, so name. I had a decent run.
Here's a battle for the ages. Anything Everywhere All at Once versus The Room.
Oh.
It's clearly The Room.
There's no.
Yeah,
The Room is...
Keep in mind, The Room is not...
my second least favorite movie on this list, with Sky Sharks being the first.
Keep in mind, The Room isn't even like the lowest... Wasn't even one of the bottom like three. There was worse movies we rated than The Room.
Like Halloween.
Halloween
did get done dirty.
Why are there so many of mine back to back? I feel like I'm being targeted.
It's how it fell in
your
the
movies
ratings.
Got ranked.
Oh, so that's good though, right? That so many of mine up here at the top?
Could be. You're going to have some that you got to pick which one's your favorite child. Well, but
Cole, that's go okay. Back. What are the seeds of this one? I can't see it from here.
I can't even see either. It is
48 to 81?
No, that was JoJo. It's 8 and 121.
Right. So Anything Everywhere All at Once is our 8th highest movie, and The Room... Okay. Is 121st.
I guess I need to go back to saying the seeds.
Yeah.
I just...
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Anything Everywhere All at Once. Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's not anything, right? I think it's Everything, everywhere, all at
once. I don't know. Anything, whatever. Things and wares and
yeah,
at once.
Once that again, is you've not phenomenal seen it. Movie. Yes, you need to watch it. It
I'm just going to submit the score there.
A masterpiece of cinematography. It's great. 100%. That's the most pretentious thing I've ever said, but I stand by it.
Okay, we got 57 Mad Max Fury Road versus 72 Whiplash.
Who picked Whiplash? Who was that? I was going to say, yeah.
This is going to be a... I like both these.
I don't think this is a hard like one both for me. Of them. Whiplash.
Yeah. But I'm leaning more towards
There's an upset sure. right there.
Yeah, that's an upset. Okay, wow. Yeah. I think...
A lot of the females tanked Whiplash also.
I remember a lot of the people... I don't even think it was the females. I think it's... How do I say this? It was a lot of the people who maybe not played like a sport. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, Whiplash is about a guy who dedicates his life and his time to trying to be the best at something, and it doesn't always pay off, and it's just the struggles with that. And I think a lot of people in the room had maybe, I don't want to say they had never experienced that, but I feel like we got to the end of the movie and they were like, what was the point of it? And he didn't even like succeed. And I don't know. I think they rated it poorly because of that.
Okay. This one. Well, we're going to see the seeds.
I think, Cole, click on it again like you just did. Go to match details.
No.
Nope. Okay.
I thought I would tell you this, the seed.
Sorry. I wish it would. That'd be pretty cool. But nope, we got... I can't even read it from here because that angle's so weird. 25 seed Scott Pilgrim versus 104 Turbo Kid.
You zoom in? Don't have to eat the mic.
Well, I don't know. I haven't podcasted in months.
I'm going to stop answering first. I want one of you guys to go.
I'm going Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
I'm also Scott Pilgrim.
Okay, good. Glad we could settle that.
I hadn't seen that movie until movie night, and I was thoroughly
impressed.
Was
that Jonah's pick?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That was a great... That's
one of his edgier picks.
Hey, so your wife is going to probably be disappointed.
I'm pretty sure that is a battle between my wife and your wife, Tyler.
Well, your wife wins hands down here.
Okay.
For sure.
We got the 40th ranked... movie Tangled versus 89 Gidget.
It's a shame that Gidget is above 100. Like,
no, you'll be really disappointed when you see some of the movies below 100. There's some that I was shocked.
Oh my gosh! No, that one's not a debate. Tangled. No,
it's Tangled.
It has a fire soundtrack. I will say that.
One of my favorite Disney movies versus Gidget. One of the least favorite movies my wife's made me watch. I had to watch that twice, mind you. I watched it with you guys, and then she before we watched it with you guys, she made me watch it here. So I've seen Gidget twice.
You had to pre-screen it?
Yeah, and I told her it's not good, and she went forward with it anyways.
Okay.
Oh.
Number 9, The Mighty Ducks versus 120, Space Invaders. Do we have to talk about
this? No,
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Okay, cool. Glad we're getting this
Space Invaders was like first season pick.
Yeah, that... Here's the thing. His picks got better after the fact.
They did. They
that
did.
Was not a favorite of his.
He likes those like
he does.
Campy C-tier movies. That's okay.
Now, here's the thing. There's several on here that I love that he picked. That I'm sure it's not going to make it out of round one, but like, I will say that I love it.
Surf dudes, whatever. Surf ninjas.
Surf ninjas. Quan Su dudes. Okay.
Quan Su dudes.
All right. We got... Can you read the seed for me? My head's 56
tilted. Hey, to 73?
Pinch your...
Yeah, zoom in, bro.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Do it more.
Wow.
Go again. Enhance.
56, 16 blocks versus 73, Zombieland.
Yelling louder doesn't make it crisper. Oh, no. Okay, that is awful.
No, this will work. This will work.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I don't remember what 16 blocks was.
But it's going to be Zombieland regardless.
It was Logan's movie. I don't think you were there. We watched it at Logan's house.
Okay. Yeah, probably not.
It's a detective movie.
But Zombieland
100%
is such a great movie.
I liked 16 Blocks more than I thought I was going to. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed it more than I expected to. But no, Zombieland.
Okay. Dang it. I thought it would work.
Can you just scroll over? Oh, or? Yeah.
Okay. I went too far now. Oh, well. We'll make it work.
This is a disaster.
Can you not scroll to the left?
Can you? Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
But I think when I click on it, it's going to, like, put it.
Oh, well, that sounds like you probably.
Yeah, okay. Next one. The 20.
I just read the titles. I'm sorry.
24, The Incredibles 2 versus 105, The Haunted Mansion. This is the original Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
Yeah, the original.
I'm okay. It's not as laughable.
But it's still Incredibles 2.
Yeah, still Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
I thought that was the new one.
No, that one didn't make the... It almost won on, made on the wheel as like the...
Do you guys remember when we were excited for that movie?
Yeah, I do. And I was disappointed.
Okay.
Oh.
47 or 40. 41, The Ringer, versus 88, The Other Woman. I can't read these numbers.
Do you need new glasses?
I may. I think I'm overdue for them.
Can you remind me The Other Woman?
That's like the chick flick. There's like a girl, but then she's convinced of like her guy is like cheating on her, and then they find out there's another woman that's cheating on both of them.
I don't remember this one.
That Cameron was Diaz.
It was an early pick. Is it Hudson?
Leslie Mann and Kate Upton.
Upton.
I might not have been there. I'm going to go with...
I'm still going with but
The Ringer is still yeah. a
The Ringer
movie.
Is...
Mm. That's what I was going to say. I just feel like knowing us, The Ringer is going to win, but yeah. I don't remember that one. I might not have been there.
Round two is going to get spicy. Actually...
Here we go. We're going to get spicy right now.
Yeah, this one's going to get spicy right here, right now.
Number four, The Menu versus 125, Halloween 1978.
Do we need to discuss it? It's.
I mean, here's a debate.
What? There's
Halloween
a debate.
Is iconic, there's but a debate. It is not a better movie than The Menu. I'm voting The Menu.
I'm Menu all the way.
Well, I'm outvoted anyway.
Sorry, you were going to go Halloween, though?
I might have done it just to spite you, but it's
But like, but let's say you had voted,
I would have done The Menu.
If you had voted first, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, come
on. Okay. Number 61, 1010 versus 68, Georgia the Jungle.
Okay. Oh. Now, I actually have to think on this one.
I know what my pick is. I love both these movies, but I know what I'm going with.
I know where mine is too. I've got it. Josh, do you want to start us? Because one of these is yours.
I feel like that's unfair, so I think one of you should. Well, I guess, because then I can't be the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go Georgia of the Jungle.
I'm 10-10.
I'm going Georgia of the Jungle.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Bye-bye, 10-10. Upset. One shining moment.
I thought that 10-10 was the Uncharted movie we
yeah,
wanted.
Yeah, it was.
You're still going Georgia the Jungle?
Yeah, I love okay. Georgia the Jungle.
Fair. Yeah. That's yeah. wild to me. I thought that like 10-10 was the... Okay.
If 10-10 was against a lesser movie, it probably would have won. But Georgia the Jungle...
Those are kind of close though in the rankings.
It's
okay.
a banger. Okay.
yeah.
Number 29, Dumb and Dumber versus 100, Dark Shadows.
Dumb and Dumber is probably the greatest comedy movie ever.
Whoa, hold up a second.
It's up there.
I wouldn't it say is, that.
It is one of the best comedy movies ever Max. To be made.
I've literally got Hot Rod on the shelf over there, like in the other room. Like
Hot Rod's really good. I mean, there's a big chunk of movies right at the top for me as far as comedy movies, but Dumb and Dumber is one of the high ones there.
I'm going it's Dumb good. And Dumber.
Oh, yeah, hands down Dumb and Dumber. Who even picked Dark Shadows? Was that Maddie?
No, that was Sydney.
Yeah, it might have been
oh,
Sydney.
Got you, Sydney. Yeah. No, yeah, for sure Dumb and Dumber. Okay.
Sydney, if you're listening to this, when are we watching The Heat?
I doubt that she's listening to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 36, Date Night versus 93, Red Line.
Okay.
Hold up here. Okay, you go first. You know what? You go first on this.
I know what's going to win.
Red Line was
the anime with the cars.
The car anime. Yeah.
I know that Date Night's going to win.
Hold on. No.
I want to say that I think we did Red Line dirty.
I enjoyed it. What are you talking about?
I think that was a what's the word I want to look for here? I hate to say that movies you need to like sit down and watch them, but I feel like there was like a lot going on in the room that night, and I remember like having to go back and explain some of the stuff. But it's okay. Like Redline would have my vote, but I understand if Date Night wins because Date Night is a hilarious movie.
I enjoyed Date Night a lot.
I know that you guys like Date Night a lot. I think that Date Night probably is the better movie for the general public.
So what are you voting for?
I'm going to vote Redline, but I know that Date Night is the better movie. I'm still voting Redline, but that is because I'm also a huge weeb. Like, no, like for me, my tastes, I like Redline more. But
yeah,
I know
it was just such a...
What do you got, Josh?
Yeah. Date Night, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm going Redline.
Are you?
I love Redline. I thought it was fun.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an upset. One shining...
It's definitely not beating Dumb and Dumber if we want to go ahead and vote that.
No, definitely not.
We'll go gosh. Round two. Okay, number 13, The Martian versus 116. Oh, this is Cheetah Girls 2. Never mind.
I say it's Cheetah Girls 2.
Right,
come
it doesn't
on, Cole.
Matter. It's not winning.
Stop. It's already dead.
This is a beatdown. Do we have to even discuss?
No.
Okay.
Just for the audience,
I'm
going to
vote.
The Martian's
Cheetah Girls
moving
2.
On.
Are you, Josh?
No, I'm
well,
not.
Well, it's losing anyway. Oh.
No, The Martian
here we go.
Was great. Hard
School of Rock versus Hardball. Hardball was the movie with Keanu Reeves coaching the baseball team and
oh
with G
little
baby.
G baby.
Yeah. You know what my pick is? It's School of Rock. favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Hardball was a good movie, but yeah, I can't let it beat School of Rock.
I'm also a School of Rock.
Iconic.
Near classic.
It is a classic. What a matchup this is. Number 20, because I went based off our movie night score for this one. Number 20, The Whale versus 109, Scream.
Once again.
Keep in mind, Gidget is above Scream in our...
Huh. Oh, yikes. That's spooky. I'm The Whale, but like I think we know that. Like we all loved The Whale.
Yeah, The Whale's a better movie. Scream, again, another iconic movie. Now, but
Scream is the one that also gets done dirty by who it's up against.
I want to say this. You keep saying better movie. That if that's your criteria, that's cool. Some of these, I'm very well made going to be voting which one I'd rather watch, even if it's not the better movie. So like, yeah. Feel free if like change your vote if you need to. If any of you want, like Scream, just because I didn't love Scream, go for it. Like, I'm not voting what's the better movie. I'm voting for like which one I like more or that I think I would watch more.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Number 45, Mean Girls versus number 84, Anchorman.
Ooh.
Both good movies. I'm going to have to go with Anchorman.
Yeah.
Anchorman. That's an upset.
That one is, actually. Yeah, Mean Girls is phenomenal.
Remember, hey, Josh, your wife tanked Anchorman's seed on this
one. Oh, my gosh.
True.
Yeah. Can we? Yeah. She well, because the dog got kicked off the bridge.
It didn't even die. She liked the thing, and the dog actually dies in the thing.
All right. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
Tyler's two favorite kids here. Number 5, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King versus number 124, Your Name.
It's Lord of the Rings.
I mean, yeah. Come on. Oh, and Your Name gets first rounded. You love to see it.
Yeah, it had to go somewhere. I knew it wasn't going to make it far. That is the movie, the one that I think we did the dirtiest.
What? Your Name?
Yeah. Two people were asleep.
Josh understood the
Me
plot.
Me being
though.
One of them.
Josh
yeah.
was one of those people, Ennis being the other. Josh at least mostly understood the plot. I think Ennis woke up at the end like with like 10 minutes left and he abstained his vote. And I think that that was one that I shouldn't have done the English dub. I should have done the
I don't
sub.
Think I saved it.
I think it would have. You know what? I might put it in for my next pick.
Okay. Number 60, Violent Night versus number 69, Incredibles.
Ooh. Incredibles. That's hard for me, though, actually. I love Violent Night.
That's tough.
So you got Incredibles for you, Tyler?
Yeah, Violent Night is really funny once or twice, whereas I think Incredibles, in my heart, has, like, long-staying power.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Another yeah, I'm going to go Incredibles.
Another well. Upset. The Incredibles is moving on.
What would you vote, Cole?
I would have won Incredibles.
Yeah. I was Incredibles solo. What was Incredibles? 69?
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Not, not bad, though. Okay.
Okay, number 28. Princess and the Frog versus 101, Lost Boys.
Lost
Princess,
Boys was the vampire movie. Yeah.
Princess and the Frog did a lot better than I expected it to.
People liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
It hit on a good week, I think.
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, I don't remember Lost Boys much, so and I didn't mind Princess and the Frog. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I liked both.
I liked the music in Princess and the Frog a lot.
Yeah.
Number 37, Lilo and Stitch versus number 92, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh. Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. We're not discussing that. We're just going to fire
through. Diary of a Wimpy Kid was not
was
a great
rough.
Movie.
Yeah.
Not a great movie at all.
I had fun with the two I watched it with.
The only thing I remembered about that movie from the first time I saw it was the cheese scene.
Yeah.
And then after watching it the second time, the only scene I thought was funny was the cheese scene. And I was like, this is why.
Yeah.
Number 12, Coco versus 117, Surf Ninjas.
Ooh.
I'll go first on this one. Give me Surf Ninjas, baby.
I'm going Coco.
Why'd you do this to me?
I'm sorry. I wanted to get
surf
mine
ninjas
in before you got
Surf Ninjas is a
cinematic
masterpiece.
I
Kwan-Soo dudes.
Didn't hate Surf Ninjas, but it wasn't like my favorite. I really like Coco.
I don't know. This is rough.
It's up to you.
Coco is the better movie.
But what would you rather watch?
I think I find Surf Ninjas funnier.
Whatever you want to pick, I guess.
Well, Coco is not a funny movie, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got bits of comedy, I think, sprinkled in it, but it's more of a feel-good family movie.
I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
Do it.
So much flack.
Do it. Hold on. Let me do it. Do it.
Coco, for the record, when Cole tries to throw this up against me on the next year in review... Coco is the better movie by and large.
I'm with you on Surf Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas is my pick.
There we go. An upset for the ages. Oh my gosh.
There's going to be people that listen to this movie, this podcast, and have no idea what Surfing Jizz is.
Oh, go look it up. Okay, number 53.
Come on, dudes.
Edge of Tomorrow versus number 76, Semi-Pro.
I didn't watch Edge of Tomorrow, I don't think.
What?
I wasn't there, I don't think.
Well, you got here?
It was really good. I don't know. Let me look at it.
That's the one where like the guy keeps living the same thing over and over.
Based on a manga, but it's very video game like, where Tom Cruise just keeps getting killed by these like aliens.
But I'm going Semi-Pro.
That's funny. Oh, see, I'm going Edge of Tomorrow, and that now we're tied.
Well, Josh is going to make the tiebreaker,
but he's not seen.
Well,
one of them.
There's only one pick he can make then.
Or just pick which one you think has a cooler poster. You know, just
Google the poster. Take a look at Semi-Pro's poster. Tell me that's not
I remember
awesome.
This. Yeah, he keeps. Oh, yeah, for sure, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah!
My gosh.
Yeah, it's I forgot.
I could have swore you were there. What it was,
Jackie Moon, Done Dirty.
Yeah, because we watched it.
Edge of Tomorrow is awesome. Cool.
You put it in.
It is awesome.
I think we had to like delay it. To make sure we watched it on my sound system and TV.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Number 21, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish versus 108, Detroit Rock City.
Last Wish.
Give me Detroit Rock City.
Oh, I'm glad
I'm a Kiss fan.
Glad I went first there because I don't want to be a tiebreaker between these two.
I don't feel strongly about either of these movies.
Let me say this, Josh. One of them has a dude getting his penis gripped with a pair of toes.
That's true.
And the other one is a really good movie called The Last Wish.
Detroit Rock City is great.
I'm going to say Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, just because I'm more likely to watch that movie again than I am Detroit Rock City.
Okay, that's fair, I guess. Okay. Number 44, Ready to Rumble versus number 85, Breakfast Club.
Ready to Rumble about the two dudes who do sewage becoming wrestlers?
Yes.
Okay.
WCW, all that jazz.
I went first last time. I have my vote. I'm locked in, but I want to let you guys go.
I'm going to go Ready to Rumble. Love that movie. Big wrestling fan, so I think it's by law I have to love it.
I'm going to go Breakfast Club.
See, I'm Ready to Rumble. I know the Breakfast Club is like the classic, right? Like it's but like it's taken, I've watched that movie 5 times. And I think I've enjoyed it once. I have to be in a very particular mood to enjoy the Breakfast Club. Don't know why, but.
Oh. Well, number 2, Oppenheimer versus number 127, The Toxic Avenger.
Wow.
Toxic Avenger was the second to last?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it doesn't deserve that. I enjoyed The Toxic Avenger.
I don't think it deserved to be that low.
I think that was another one where we didn't think that. The females in that were also incorporated did not like
it. It's definitely not better than Oppenheimer, but it...
I'm not going to ask. I'm just going
to
put Oppenheimer.
Just to make sure Cole's not painted as a sexist here, most of the said on quote-unquote females are wives.
Yeah,
this right? is true.
There's not just like random girls here. It's just like our wives who have very differing tastes than us.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Number 63, Major Pain versus 66, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Easy. I'm locked in. Cole, you start us.
Give me Major Pain.
I'm right there with you. Major Pain. Yeah.
Sorry, Ant-Man and the Wasp. I think you would have done all right if you faced a different movie, but
That one was okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay. it could have maybe snuck into round 2. But, oh no.
Well,
yikes.
You had a good shot, Small Soldiers, but
okay. 31, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers versus number 98, Small Soldiers.
I'm not even going to. You know my answer.
I love Small Soldiers, though.
Don't even.
I love that movie, though.
Cole?
I'm not the biggest fan of Lord of the Rings.
No.
Josh, Cole, you go first.
Josh,
go
hold first. On. If Two Towers gets eliminated here, I'm going to actually riot and lose my mind.
One shining moment. That's what March Madness is about, the upsets.
Josh,
this is true.
Were you there when we watched it?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
That's not fair.
It's boring.
No, hold up. We watched it at like midnight.
No, that was Return of the King.
Oh, crap, it was.
I fell asleep during both of them, to be fair, but...
have you tried sleeping a normal, healthy schedule so you can watch...
Okay, what's your pick, Josh? Small Soldiers has a cool army guy in it with the buzz cut.
Does. I'm gonna go Small Soldiers.
No!
Hey, what's your vote, Tyler?
Lord of the Rings.
Well, give me Small Soldiers, baby. Oh, here we go.
Josh, is there anything I can say to sway your vote?
Once I click this, it's in.
Not really, no.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm doing it.
Chloe's going to terribly disagree with that because she likes the Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh. It's
you still got one movie in there.
Cole or Josh, we're gonna rewatch that here soon.
Maybe.
And we're rewatching it. I'm doing it. And I'm gonna make you rue this moment.
Okay. It got first rounded. That's insane.
Well, half of them are gonna get first rounded. It's just the fact it lost a small soul. Oh.
That's a great movie.
It's okay.
It was a good movie. Hey,
it's 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? It was the second best. It was the best thing that happened that day. You and Elena getting engaged was the second best thing that happened that day when we watched Small Soldiers.
I love that Cole just remembers these things. I could have not have told you what movie we were watching.
I remember where I was. Okay, next one.
Furious.
34 Ghostbusters versus 95 Trick or Treat.
Ghostbusters. Yeah. I'm mad. I'm gonna need a round or two to cool up.
I like Trick or Treat, but it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original.
Yes.
Pause. Real quick. Interjection. Are you guys looking forward to the new one?
Because I think I'm gonna go see it Saturday with a couple people.
Okay. I thought it looked meh. I was gonna say, are we gonna go see that one? Well, never mind, Josh. We're gonna have to go see it because Cole's going without us.
Yeah, so, loser.
Yeah. Oh, hey, listen. Punk. I agreed before we. I thought we had a podcast anymore. Okay. Next one: 15 Baby Driver versus 114 Watcher in the Woods.
It's my pick, Baby Driver.
Yeah, I'm going Baby Driver.
Yeah, I was looking up Watcher in the Woods because I can't remember what it was.
We'll let Tyler have this one, I guess.
I didn't still. After a second viewing, don't get Watcher in the Woods. The plot is so convoluted and just nonsensical.
Here we go. Number 50, 10 Things I Hate About You versus 79, Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Yep.
Spaceballs. Upset. There we go.
Why was that so low?
Because, I don't know.
It
was the very first one.
The first one.
It was also the women.
The woman.
Okay.
Oh.
Number 18. Good. D2 versus 111 Hannah Montana the movie.
These matchups aren't even right.
This is
D2 all the way for sure.
Give me D2.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, sorry, I didn't vote because I didn't think I needed to.
I don't know. Why are you going to? Oh,
Hannah Montana the movie is just not good.
Number 47 Game Night versus 82 Terminator 2.
Now hold up a second. Hold up. Pause. Pump the brakes if one may.
Are you thinking that game night was date night?
I thought date night was game night.
Yeah.
Game night is where they're playing board games.
Yes. Date night was the one with Steve Carell.
And Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, and they're on a date.
Okay. Also a good movie, but totally not the movie I was thinking of. Okay.
This is the movie you're thinking of.
It is.
Versus Terminator 2.
I'm still T2. I'm Terminator 2. I think it's an amazing piece of, like, I almost wanted to say science fiction. It's sci-fi action. It's great. I'm T2.
Who you got, Josh?
Are you awake for either of these?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what my vote is.
What's your vote? Because if I don't... Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have strong feelings either way. I like game night, but...
Well...
Number 7, Shrek versus 122, The Last Unicorn.
I love my wife. I did not love The Last Unicorn.
It's not even going to ask. Yeah, here we go. Shrek's moving on.
For sure. Shrek's going all the way.
It might.
58, Tropic Thunder versus 71, A Cinderella Story. Also, if Last Wish and Shrek match up, Jonah's not here to save you.
Well, honestly, you don't want to know my answer. Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
It's Tropic Thunder.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah. Sad I didn't see it sooner.
Really?
Yeah.
That was our night, the first time we watched it?
Okay.
It's a good one.
Bullet Train, 26 versus 103, Last Action Hero.
Do we need to... Maybe we do. Bullet Train?
There's a debate.
Okay.
Bullet Train. I enjoyed Last Action Hero a lot.
More than Bullet Train?
I liked Bullet Train.
Okay.
There you go.
There was a debate.
I actually had not seen Bullet Train until that movie night.
I hadn't either.
I ended up really liking it.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 39, The Dark Knight versus number 90, The Longest Ride. Talk about it's The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
That's another Longest Ride, was another chick flick with the horses this time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Number 10, 1917 versus 119 Pulp Fiction.
I'm going to go first and go with 1917.
Yeah, I know. I'm 1917 too. I think it's a. I love Pulp Fiction, but 1917.
Man. Yeah. Okay. I expected that one to be a little more of a back and forth.
No.
Number 55, Hamilton versus number 74, The Rundown.
What was the
Rock? That was the one with the Rock, and he goes to. He has Christopher Walken as the villain. They have to go to the jungle.
Oh, Hamilton.
I'm going to Rundown.
Oh, I'm going. What was Hamilton? Sorry.
What were the options again? Sorry.
I was looking up the Rundown.
I couldn't tell you.
Because I'm pretty sure I did not. I wasn't there for that one.
Okay. Number 23, Happy Gilmore versus 104, The Notebook.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. You already outvoted.
That's fine.
You weren't going to say
I was going to say Happy Gilmore, but it. Yeah, I hate that The Notebook.
Happy Gilmore might be right there at the same level, Dumb and Dumber, with me, for me.
Tyler's about to bust a blood vessel over here.
No, it's fine. I like Happy Gilmore.
42, Rise of the Guardians versus 87, Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, garbage versus trash. Here we go. Which one's
Let's see. One is garbage, and the other one is garbage that has Willem Dafoe in it. Which one will I go with?
I'm going to say, I don't want to go first. I keep
what was
first,
Rise
sorry.
Of the Guardians?
That was the one with like Jack Frost, and there was
that one.
And the Tooth Fairy's down bad for Jack Frost in a weird way.
I'm going with The Fault in Our Stars, honestly, on this one.
Really?
Has Willem Dafoe. That's all I'm going based off of.
I'm gonna let Josh go first.
I'm
gonna
go with Rise of the Guardians.
Fault in Our Stars.
Okay, really? There we go.
Huh?
It's a
shocked
an upset.
The thing is,
acting
The Fault
is not great.
I say The Fault in Our Stars. Yeah, it doesn't have good acting, and I called it trash. But like, it is sentimental. Like the scenes where like her boyfriend is re-diagnosed with cancer, and like the one guy's about to go get a surgery, knows he's going to lose his eyes. Yeah. There's some really good moments in what is an otherwise okay movie.
That is honestly the also the first book I ever finished.
That is
sad fact.
Cole solidified himself in Elena's eyes. We hadn't been dating very long at that time, I don't think. And during the quote unquote sex scene, Cole goes, "Ew,
back dimples." That's right. I remember that.
And everyone in the room turned on him. It's like, bro, everyone's got back dimples but you.
Well, actually, I do have back dimples. I'm just trying
to say, I think it was the other way around. Everybody's like, Cole, don't you have back dimples? I've seen you in a swimming pool.
I just wanted to. I wanted to cause anarchy.
She held that for like a very hot time afterwards.
I don't care. We're cool now. Okay. Number 3, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, 2002 versus number 126, Rock and Rule.
Maybe if I had been on acid, I would have liked Rock and Rule.
Well,
but
Spider-Man's moving on.
I like to think
right when, down there next to Sky Sharks with the worst movie I've ever seen.
I like to think when you open the DVD for Rock and Rule, there's like a tab in there. Yeah. Like some LSD strips that falls out and we missed it.
Ecstasy tab.
Yeah.
Number 62, Beauty and the Beast, the original, versus number 67, Space Jam.
Was it the original?
Yeah, like the cartoon.
The cartoon? I thought we watched the live action one.
No, we watched the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Can I say something that's going to make a lot of people mad at me?
You don't like Space Jam?
I think it's mid. I think it's okay. I think it's got some okay moments, but it's mediocre.
It is the finest piece of sports cinema.
I know Cole loves that movie. I think
it's
okay.
Based on a true story. How do you think Michael Jordan came back to basketball?
I don't love Beauty and the Beast, but like I have a lot more respect for it than I do Space Jam.
Has Bill Murray. Has the Looney Tunes.
Good.
Has Michael Jordan.
Good for
Has it. Wayne Knight.
Cool. I think I'll probably.
Larry Bird.
I would probably back you up on Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Cole.
This was like, this is the equivalent of Lord of the Rings going
on. No,
out
don't
round.
Even. Don't you dare compare Space Jams to the Two Towers.
It's not jams, it's jam. There's one singular jam.
Blueberry or grape.
Okay. Number 30, You Again versus 99, Stranger Than Fiction. You Again was the one where the chick is like bullied but goes back to school.
I'm going to say Stranger Than Fiction.
Stranger Than Fiction was the one with Will Ferrell in it.
Yeah. The first time I ever watched Stranger Than Fiction was like 3 o'clock in the morning back in high school because Netflix was recommending it to me. And I remember like had never heard about it. And I was like, Will Ferrell in a not comedy? What's this? And I liked it. And when we rewatched it for movie night, I liked it even more as an adult. So I'm going to go Stranger Than Fiction.
I'm going to go You Again. I enjoyed that one more than I probably should have.
Good. I love making Josh be the tiebreaker.
I hate it.
You probably hate it, especially because you don't remember the movies because you fall asleep during half of them. To be fair, both of these were during your sleep phase. Like you've gotten better.
I have.
Your arc, story arc.
My sleep schedule has gotten better.
Good. Yeah. You're exiting the sleep arc. You're entering the.
I'm probably going to go. It's really a coin flip because I don't feel strongly either way. Probably Stranger Than Fiction just because I like Will Ferrell.
Okay, Stranger Things moves on.
Stranger Things, yep.
Okay, number 35, Dead Poets Society versus 94, Spirited Away. Is there even a discussion?
Yeah, I'm going to go first because Spirited Away is my movie. And while not done as dirty as Your Name, my vote goes for Spirited Away.
Can't even blame me. I wasn't even here for this.
my vote is definitely Spirited Away.
Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, I'm going Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
Okay. Number 14, Back to the Future versus 115, High School Musical 3.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Back to the Future. Yeah. Just for the audience to see that we're not even discussing it.
Yep. Okay, number 51, Paddington versus number 78, The Thing.
Huh. Now that is a dirty mashup.
They ain't even that close in seating either.
I am. Told you, there's some spicy ones around one. We're almost at round one.
What is the
thing? We'll fly through the next.
What's the thing's ranking? Because I thought the
78.
I was going to say, I thought it scored well.
There's just a lot of ones that scored better.
It's my pick, so I'm going to go ahead and start here, but I'm going with The Thing. I love The Thing.
Well,
the board game is also a great adaptation, unrelated, but like, I'm The Thing.
The Paddington.
Oh, ooh. Cole?
I didn't enjoy The Thing, really.
Monster.
Ooh. I'm going with The Thing.
Jonah's going to cry.
He likes The Thing, though.
Yeah, but he loves Paddington.
Okay, number 19, Ratatouille versus 110, Freaked. Do we have to talk about
remember.
It?
I don't remember. What was Freaked?
That was the one where Keanu Reeves is a dog.
Yep. Yep.
And the guy was like, they're all these like mutants.
It's like
the
they go off the beaten path.
Oh, gotcha.
That's another mutants. One that you need like some acid.
I do remember that one now. Yeah, that one was weird. Yeah,
it was weird. The practical effects were okay, but yeah, Ratatouille for sure.
Drop Dead Gorgeous, number 46 versus 83, Encino Man.
I had never even heard of Drop Dead Gorgeous, and it became one of my favorite comedies. Love Drop Dead Gorgeous. That's my vote.
I'm going with Encino Man.
Oh.
Speaking of sleeping, I'm over here yawning.
You're not allowed to sleep.
I don't remember Drop Dead Gorgeous, so I'm going to go with Encino
Hold on.
Man.
Before you say that, you don't remember the girl doing the talent show, and she dedicates the talent show to Jesus, so she brings out like a giant mannequin of Jesus and then like crucifies him and dances with the cross live on stage for all
no,
the judges?
I don't
no,
remember that.
What? Oh my gosh, okay.
Maybe mind. I need to rewatch
Encino it. Encino Man then?
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Trujillo is in Encino Man for like 2 seconds. I found him in the background. Okay, number 6, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves versus 123, Batman Returns.
Ooh.
I enjoyed D&D.
My brain is...
Batman Returns is the one with the penguin.
Yeah, no, trust me. That was one of my favorite movies to watch as a kid because my dad had it on VHS and like I was allowed to watch it. Like it was an adult movie I was allowed to watch, so I watched the crap out of it.
Burn that tape up.
Yeah, that and Starship Troopers. Probably shouldn't have been watching either of them. There it is. It's
I'm going to go Batman.
Oh.
I like D&D, but Batman.
I'm going to go D&D.
Oh, Tyler.
Don't do this to me. Don't. It's so hard. I'm going to go D&D.
Okay.
Just gut feeling. Which one would I sat down if you told me I had to watch a movie right now? I'd pick D&D. Like, yeah. I would watch it before I watched Batman. That's the sole reasoning I'm going with here.
Number 59, White Chicks versus number 70, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Was White Chicks my pick or did someone beat me to it?
I think someone beat you to it.
Because that was on my list of movies to put in. I think someone beat me, though. I'm White Chicks.
Yeah, White Chicks. Yep.
Okay. All right. Number 27, The Wedding Singer. Versus number 102, Sweet Home Alabama.
Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Is that the bottom of the bracket I see?
We're almost there.
Wow.
It will let me scroll more. Like, I don't know why it's being goofy. Okay, there we go. I made it. All right. Number 38, Mitchells versus the Machines versus number 91, Ghosts in the Darkness.
What was the Ghost in the Darkness?
That was the one with the lions, and they got to go build a bridge in Africa.
Oh, Mitchell's versus the Machines.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. That
Is that your vote
night.
Too, Cole?
Yeah. I'm going with Mitchell's versus the Machines.
It was not bad, the Ghost in the Darkness. It wasn't bad. Just meh.
Number 11, Soul versus 118, Captain Underpants.
Well?
Jonah's not here to defend it.
No.
Yeah. Poor Jonah.
So definitely Soul?
Soul.
Soul.
Okay.
Soul's a great movie.
Soul brings a tear to my eye.
It does.
Okay.
It inspires some people to want to quit their jobs.
It was funny watching Ennis having like a midlife crisis like three-fourths of the way through the movie.
Okay. Oh. Number 54, Princess Diaries versus 75, The New Guy. This is Princess Diaries, not Princess Bride.
I'm still Princess Diaries. Oh, man, I'm trying not to yawn, too.
Over the new guy?
Josh has got us all sleeping here.
I'm sorry.
New Guy is where he, like, goes to prison and meets.
Yeah.
Yeah, Princess Diaries.
I'm going with The New Guy.
Josh, it's you. It's a you.
Yeah. Princess Diaries.
Yeah. My gosh. Your wife is going to be livid, Tyler.
Has a single one of her movies made it to the second round?
I don't know. Okay.
From, like, our stuff? The Menu did, right?
Menu was not her movie.
Did any of her picks?
Oh, my wife's. I thought you meant like our podcast stuff.
No.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Number 22, Christopher Robin versus 107, Vampires.
I don't remember Vampires. What was that one?
That was the one with James Woods, and they're hunting vampires. And
oh, that was
the Halloween
very
special.
Bloody one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one, but I loved Christopher
Robin.
Christopher Robin a lot better. Vampires wasn't bad. It was a John Carpenter movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last matchup of round one, number 43, Die Hard versus number 86, Because of Winn-Dixie.
I'll say this. I didn't dress up as Winn-Dixie for character day at high school here recently.
I mean, I'm going with Die Hard.
I say you two are going to outvote me.
Are you Winn-Dixie?
I like Winn-Dixie. I watched it a lot as a kid. It's
I just suck on that melancholy candy.
It gets me in my feels.
I don't know what that impression was. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what it was either. There wasn't a single character in that movie that sounded like that. But
doesn't sound like Dave Matthews at all.
The dad, kind of, a little bit.
Is like, does it?
Your mom used
Jeff
to talk
Daniels?
About melancholy candy.
That's not. I'm going Die Hard.
I don't think so.
Die Hard's moving on. We're in round two.
The wrong movie, but
we're going round two now.
We got through the first round of 51 minutes. That was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, we've got four more.
But these will be shorter rounds.
They will be shorter.
Okay.
Oh.
But harder decisions. Because
are they going to be shorter?
The Muppets movie versus Big Lebowski. Oh.
One versus 64. Muppets 2011 versus 64. Big Lebowski.
Hear me out.
I never saw Big Lebowski, so I can't honestly have an opinion on that one. But the Muppets movie is a great movie.
Hear me out.
Okay.
It's the Big Lebowski.
So am I the tiebreaker?
I think you're the tiebreaker. And really, my vote for the Muppets is because I've never seen the Big Lebowski.
So. How many people have you seen go to SI Bowl with the bowling ball from the Muppets movie and bowl a perfect game and then leave? I've seen that happen twice with the guy from the Big Lebowski.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a sad day for the Muppets movie because Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Good. It better be a good movie.
I can't believe you haven't seen it. What are you doing after this? Let's just pop it in.
I'm going home, going to bed.
No, you're watching.
Okay.
Twin Towers and two towers in the
towers. Oh my gosh. Okay. Number 32, Parasite versus 33, Megamind.
Parasite.
I was just like,
Megamind got done dirty.
Give me Parasite.
Round.
I'm sorry, you happen to go up against a masterpiece, Megamind.
Mm-hmm. Number 16, Logan versus 80, Rockstar.
Logan.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
Did you not like Logan?
I like Logan. Hold on. Can we just get this out of the way?
Against it. The first round, and you went.
Well, I was doing it out of spite to Tyler. I enjoyed Logan.
I think it's.
I did because I vote for. It's not because I vote for something else. Doesn't mean I don't like the other thing.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. Yeah.
I just think that
I'd rather watch the other thing.
Logan as a superhero movie is amazing, and then if you've never seen a single superhero movie, it's still really good.
Yeah,
I think that's why I like it so much.
Okay, 17 Jurassic Park versus 48 Jojo Rabbit.
I'm gonna have to go Jurassic Park.
I'm going to have to go Jojo Rabbit.
What you going to do, Cole?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, man. I hate to see it. I can't argue against it.
It's such a good movie.
You got paired up with an iconic film. Masterpiece still holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The effects still hold up. It's just great.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the Anything, Everywhere, Everything, Anything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything.
Versus Whiplash.
You know my vote.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I was going to go Whiplash. But
same here. Yeah, everything.
Okay, number 25, Scott Pilgrim versus number 40, Tangled.
Scott Pilgrim. Tangled's a good movie, but doesn't hold a candle to Scott Pilgrim.
Number 9, The Mighty Ducks versus number 73, Zombieland.
Huh.
Slightly more difficult.
I got my pick. I'm going with The Mighty Ducks.
Grandma in Zombieland.
That's so difficult. I'm going to go Zombieland as well.
Okay.
If that was D2, I think I'd think about it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I think D1, Zombieland.
Actually,
and probably still
Mighty
D2.
Ducks actually got a higher rating than D2
did. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I like D2 more.
Yeah, it's a better movie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Incredibles 2, the 24th seed versus 41, The Ringer.
Oh.
I don't like this,
movies,
Cole.
Movies. Wraps it up. Thank you for tuning in to the movie rubric.
Oh.
They're both so good.
Incredibles 2.
I'm going The Ringer.
Got to answer sooner, Josh.
I know.
I even gave you, I even waited.
You did. I'm also going to go Incredibles 2.
Man, okay.
I love The Ringer, but I don't know. There's something
did
about
you
The
get
Incredibles 2. When the F did we get ice cream?
Did you get ice cream? Okay. Number 4, The Menu versus number 68, George of the Jungle.
Menu.
Poor seating, but yeah.
Yeah, it's The Menu. The beatdown around 2.
Yeah, yep. Sorry, George.
Well,
Get better.
Number 29, Dumb and Dumber versus 93, Redline.
My vote is Dumb and Dumber.
I'm going Dumb and Dumber
as well. I'm not even, I was going to say, I actually think I'd go Dumb and Dumber there too. Like, I love Redline, but Dumb and Dumber is a funny movie.
Oh my gosh. Number 13, The Martian versus number 52, School of Rock.
Oh. I'll pause because I probably have to be a tiebreaker here.
I'm going School of Rock.
Yeah, I'm going to go Martian.
Yep, there was. I knew that was how it was going to shake out.
Yeah.
I love School of Rock. I think I like The Martian more.
Yeah.
Martian.
You hate to see it.
You do. Both great movies, but Martian.
I mean, you could just say School of Rock made it farther than Two Towers.
Martian got a near perfect on our movie night. Didn't The Martian get a near perfect score?
It was pretty good. It was high up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ranked 12, so.
The number 20, The Whale versus number 84, Anchorman.
Huh.
Ooh.
Two totally different movies.
Yeah.
Say, what are you in the mood for?
Yeah.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you were going to, like...
How do you pit these two against each other?
That's the point of this bracket here.
It's true.
The Whale is a way better movie. I would rather watch Anchorman.
But yeah, I would watch Anchorman every day over watching The Whale.
Sorry, The Whale. It's
You work hate to. Art. I kind of don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep at night knowing that we took out The Whale with Anchorman.
I'm going to sleep fine.
Thinking what dealt the final blow was.
Ron Burgundy. Okay. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King versus The Incredibles.
I'm not voting. You know my vote. I'm withstanding, withholding.
Josh, what do you got?
Incredibles. I knew that was coming. What are you doing, Cole?
I'm going to go Return of the King.
Oh. No, Two Towers is probably the better movie, too. Like, out of the three, it's probably the best one. Well, I can't believe I lost.
Who'd it lose to?
Let's not talk about
Small Soldiers. That's a cinematic masterpiece.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 28, The Princess and the Frog versus 37, Lilo and Stitch.
Oh,
I'm Lilo and Stitch.
I'm also Lilo and Stitch.
I'm
going to
go Lilo and Stitch.
Probably just because of when it came out. It's a childhood favorite.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment. It's kind of what I was thinking. I remember Cole used to have a great... Do you still have a Stitch impression?
I don't. When I hit puberty, it all went away.
Could you try?
No.
For us right now?
No, because it'll come up on the year in review. Like, remember when you tried to do the Stitch?
Absolutely. Try to do it really fast for us
right now. I'm
moving
on to the next matchup.
I'm going
to
put a marker. Will you try to do a Stitch impression for us?
Number 117, Surf Ninjas versus number 53, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow for me.
Can you remind me of what that one was again?
Josh, we just talked about it. Josh.
Give me... Oh, man.
Tom Cruise in an exosuit.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was. Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
He's sleeping during this podcast.
I am. I'm over here snoozing.
Oh, what was that again?
I went to a Blues game last night. Didn't get in until about midnight. Then I couldn't settle down because I was all worked up from the game and the drive home sucked.
Okay.
And then I didn't get to bed till like 1 o'clock.
I think that this is funny enough to share on a podcast. But did you see? So Canada just put out like a legal document pertaining to like... how much weed a normal citizen can grow, and to demonstrate it, they used an ice hockey rink diagram to show how much
that
weed
is the biggest Canadian thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's like that's the most Canadian Canada. Thing in the world. That's sorry, awesome. Unrelated, but I think that's really funny.
Hey, number 21, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish versus number 44, Ready to Rumble.
Last Wish.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Last Wish.
Puss in Boots.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
The shortest fight in world's history for Cole. There it was.
Number 2, Oppenheimer versus number 63, Major Payne.
I love Major Payne. But Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Oppenheimer, for sure.
Oppenheimer, yeah.
I've been seeing, since they won all the Oscars and stuff, a lot of people did not like Oppenheimer.
A lot of people didn't. I've also
seen...
A lot of people were
like, it was so long and boring. I'm like, what?
I think that, like...
It was intense the whole time.
I think that a lot of people went and saw Oppenheimer and started talking about it. So then, I hate to say this word because people are going to get mad when I say this, but like... The normies. I hate to say that. But you know what I mean? People that like only go watch Marvel movies or Disney movies. Those people then, they don't go to the theater all the time. They don't try new movies. They're like, they watch whatever like the mainstream stuff is. I think they went and saw Oppenheimer and yes, had that sentiment.
Well, and I don't think it helped either that it was came out at the same time as Barbie and got the Barbenheimer moniker. And it just, I'd say a lot of people went and saw it just because of when it came out.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 98, Small Soldiers Who Shocked the World versus number 34, Ghostbusters.
Is it a Cinderella story?
So mad. But also, unrelated to my anger, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Ghostbusters over those too.
And in my heart, I'm going to say my headcanon is that Lord of the Rings lost to Ghostbusters.
Nope. It's joining round one exit along with Watcher in the Woods and Toxic Unicorn. Avenger. Number 15, Baby Driver versus 79, Spaceballs.
Mm.
Give me Spaceballs.
I want to answer before Josh, just so it has to be a tiebreak. That kind of gives it away. Sorry. I want Josh to answer, but yeah, I just kind of spoiled it.
Yeah.
You want Spaceballs, you got Baby Driver. Who is it, Josh?
It's so hard because Spaceballs is so good, but Baby Driver is fun to watch.
It's Scott Pilgrim with cars.
It is. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
It's the same guy. Like, he just, like, that comic book, music driven, but it's just cars and heists instead of, like, a awkward college kid trying to have a girlfriend who's probably too young for him.
I'm going to have to do Spaceballs.
Okay. Spaceballs is moving on. Another upset.
My heart. Yeah.
That was a hard one for me to decide because I like both of the movies a lot.
Okay. We got D2 versus T2.
Or Duel of the Twos. I'm going to withhold. I'm holding my vote.
Give me.
I'm going to go D2.
It's a tough one. I'm going D2.
Oh, darn it. Okay, man.
Okay. There we go. All right. Shrek versus Tropic Thunder.
Ooh.
I'm Shrek.
Give me Shrek.
Really? Okay. I'd say it probably...
Tropic Thunder still is a great movie, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I'd probably have to agree with you, but like that does break my heart.
Well, my heart was broken when Space Jam went out in round one, but you don't hear me crying about it.
Yeah. Try liking you better just movies. Yeah, you literally are complaining about it.
Well, on to the next matchup. Bullet Train versus The Dark Knight.
That one. I feel like this one's easy, right?
Dark Knight.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I don't think we need to debate this one.
Both good movies, but Dark Knight is superior.
Okay, 1917 versus Hamilton.
I also feel like we don't need to debate that one,
yeah,
right?
1917.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy
Gilmore versus The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, for sure.
Marker down.
Happy Gilmore. Okay.
Go to your home.
Okay, next one. I also, once again, it's the round of do we even need to discuss this?
Spider-Man versus Beauty and the Beast. I'm going Spider-Man.
Middle of this bracket got a little hairy.
Yeah.
Okay. You want Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Hands down, yeah.
Okay. Like, you sure that when you're saying that, like, oh, that Beauty and the Beast is...
No, Spider-Man.
Okay, Stranger Than Fiction versus Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets.
I'm going Dead Poets.
I'm Stranger Than Fiction.
Well, Dead Poets Society won.
I have a hard time. Yeah, it did. I have a hard time... I don't want to say it encourages suicide, but I have a hard time watching movies that like justifies suicide. But I still like the movie. It's fine.
Okay. Back to the Future versus The Thing.
Hot take. I know that it's going to lose, but The Thing. That's why I'm going first. I think I love The Thing.
I'm going Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm going Back to the Future.
Yeah, there it is. I knew it was going to lose. That's okay.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Ratatouille versus Encino Man. I'm going Ratatouille.
Yeah.
I am too.
Okay. Okay. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves versus White Chicks. I'm going Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Expected it the other way.
Huh.
Well, I love both of them.
I didn't want to do this to Josh, but I'm going White Chicks.
I think I'm also with White Chicks.
Okay.
I liked the D&D movie.
I'm not upset about it.
It was a good movie.
You know what I think the D&D movie suffers from, as I've seen it three times now? It suffers from the fact that it's a D&D movie. If you just did like an action,
like a medieval action movie.
Yeah, comedy, I think it would have done just as well. I think that kind of shoehorned themselves in trying to stick to like D&D rules to a degree. Yeah.
I do feel like it was a neat thing to watch.
Yeah.
You know, if you play D&D.
It was cool for us because they fought the Cult of the Dragon, and I saw them in the mask. I was like, hey, you guys fought the Cult of the Dragon. There you are. You just died.
Seeing the spells and stuff that you would use in-game in theatrical.
The coolest part for me was just feeling like there was a dungeon master the whole time. Like, they get caught in a corner, and it's like, higgledy-biggledy-stab, get you across the bridge. Like, that was my favorite part.
Okay, now we got the Wedding Singer versus Mitchells versus the Machines.
Wedding singer.
Yeah.
Jinx, by the way.
Did you zoom out?
Yeah, because it was not scrolling down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was kind of cutting things off. Okay. Soul versus Princess Diaries.
Soul.
Yeah.
For
Soul.
Myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I do really like the Princess Diaries. I think you guys were acting like that was a surprise. Do you guys not like the Princess Diaries?
Are we sure you're talking about the right movie?
Anne Hathaway, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, originally when we first talked about it, you were like, Princess Diaries? I thought we were talking about The Princess Bride.
You did on a different episode.
Different episode. Like, what?
And so I was just making sure.
No. Princess Diaries. I do like The Princess Diaries still.
Okay. Confusion. Last matchup of round two, Christopher Robin versus Die Hard.
I'm withholding. I'm pleading the fifth until Josh has voted.
Christopher Robin.
Give me Die Hard.
Die Hard. Yeah, all the way. You know what? If Christopher Robin had a slightly better ending, like the reason he gets his boss to be a nice person, like I think I would have liked it more. But yeah, definitely Die Hard.
Hey, we're in the round of 32, round three.
Oh, don't do this to me. Okay,
first matchup of round three.
No.
The Big Lebowski versus Parasite.
Oh.
I've never seen Big Lebowski, so.
Tyler's about to cry.
I would vote Parasite.
He's about to cry.
They're both his movies, too.
Yeah, which child do you want to kill here?
I just need to pick less good movies for the next
one. So Josh is Parasite.
What are you? Don't make me pick. What are you?
I'm going to go Lebowski.
Darn it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, this is tough. I think we should take a break. We should come back to this after I've had a chance to sleep.
Face is red. You're about to like lose it.
I'm going to pick. This is so tough. Big Lebowski.
Okay. Big Lebowski moves on.
It must be a fantastic movie.
Here's the thing. I think that.
What if Josh hates it?
Parasite. I don't want to. Oh, wait, you've seen Parasite. Sorry. Big Lebowski. Parasite is the better movie. Gun to my head, put in a movie and watch it and enjoy it. Big Lebowski. I can enjoy the Big Lebowski easier than like sitting down to watch a serious movie like Parasite. Yeah. That's my only reason that I'm picking the Big Lebowski.
Okay. Logan versus Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Jurassic Park.
I'm also going Jurassic
Park. I have to. It's a bad matchup.
Okay. Anything Everywhere All at Once versus Scott Pilgrim.
Can we change the name? It's Everything Everywhere.
I can't change it. I'm just going to keep saying it.
Whatever.
The one all at once. Movie.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, please.
Yes.
Okay.
All the way.
Zombieland versus Incredibles 2.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Incredibles 2.
Give me Zombieland.
Don't do that. You just picked it just to make me split.
I'd say there's been a couple of times I'm like, Cole.
Cole's picking it just to be.
Trying to make it interesting.
Trying to make my life hard.
I like both these movies.
I do like both of them. It's a toss-up.
It's a debate to be had.
Incredibles 2.
Okay. All right, cool. So that moves on.
Not by a lot, but yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, I think it's more fun movie.
We got The Menu versus Dumb and Dumber in the next matchup.
Oh.
Once again, two totally different movies.
Yeah.
What are you watching a movie for? Like, what are you in the mood for? I think because this one's not as easy, I feel comfortable starting this one. I'm gonna say The Menu.
What you got, Cole?
Give me Dumb and Dumber.
Well, we know Josh's answer.
Yeah, I love The Menu, but I can't let it
lose.
You
should
can't lose Dumb and Dumber. Lose.
You should have went first to make Cole be the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
because he just wants us to have to. He wants you to struggle.
He's pitting us against ourselves.
That's what I've done this whole podcast. Okay, The Martian versus Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Give me Anchorman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Love The Martian.
You're
better
right.
Movie. Anchorman, though. Ron Burgundy. Ron Burgundy's going to slay everything ever all at once. He's going to come up your next round and be like, how about some scotch?
Okay. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King versus Lilo and Stitch.
I'm going to say Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, don't. No. All right. I'm voting the way Cole can't do it. Actually, no, Cole, you go. Actually, because you want us to tie. So I'll let you go first. You know my vote. It doesn't matter what I say. You know my vote.
I'm going to Return of the King.
Oh, yes. Feels good.
That's fine. It probably is.
Okay. Try not sleeping through a movie for once.
Maybe.
We got Edge of Tomorrow versus
Last Wish.
Maybe
the movies should be more entertaining.
Oh, don't even. Don't even.
Edge of Tomorrow versus Last Wish.
Hey, guys, what was Edge of Tomorrow? No, I'm
a movie Josh can't remember.
I'm going to go.
But I've picked three times now, or two times now.
I'm going to go Last Wish.
I'm going to go Last Wish.
Okay.
I know Edge of Tomorrow was my vote. What were you going to go, Josh?
I was probably going to go Edge of Tomorrow.
Really? Yeah. Good. I loved Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Okay, we
loved
got it. Oppenheimer versus Ghostbusters. I'm going Oppenheimer.
Tough.
I'm probably going to go Ghostbusters.
Don't do this to me.
I'm sorry.
Don't do
and
this
it's,
to
it's
me.
It's really not just to pit you guys or to make
you
tie break. It's because I would probably, if they were both on TV, and I was scrolling through, and I was like, what am I going to watch? I'm going to pick Ghostbusters.
But probably because I've only seen Oppenheimer once, I would agree with, or I would choose to watch Oppenheimer. But in a few years' time, that might change after I've had a chance to watch it a few more times. That's tough. I'm going to say Ghostbusters. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm there.
Oppenheimer's been eliminated.
I hate to see
it. It's a great movie, but it just...
But the first Ghostbusters... They commonly call it lightning in a bottle. Every time you watch a documentary and they talk about that movie, they call it lightning in a bottle because there's so many things that were supposed to go wrong and just happened to perfectly work out right. So kind of like with Lord of the Rings, there's so many things I know about the making of that movie that makes me enjoy it more.
You got Spaceballs versus D2.
D2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, Spaceballs kind of got their teeth kicked in on that one.
I mean, made it to the fourth round.
I know, but then D2, the juggernaut, comes there. Okay.
Now, here's the two juggernauts.
Shrek versus The Dark Knight.
Oh, man. How do you?
I'm going to go Shrek.
What are you going to go, Tyler?
I don't know, Cole. I'm thinking, okay? Don't put so much pressure on
me. You
got
10 seconds before I vote here.
Man, I'm processing. My heart is ripping in two. The Dark Knight is a better movie, but I hate this. I hate that I'm going to say this, but Shrek.
Okay. Shrek is moving on. Okay.
Man, I hate that I just said that at work. Can I go back?
Okay. 1917 versus Happy Gilmore.
Oh, no. That.
Give me Happy Gilmore, baby. Chubbs didn't die for nothing.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to go Happy Gilmore.
Well. Okay, there we go. Happy Gilmore moves on.
That's good because I was probably going to go 1917.
Were you? Yeah. It's a toss-up.
I love
1917 is probably my favorite like wartime movie, and it's probably one of my favorite shot. Like, it's the most beautiful shot movie I've seen. But, yeah, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is low on my list of like Adam Sandler movies.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't say low. It's like fourth-ish maybe if I had to put it down on paper.
We got Spider-Man versus Dead Poets Society.
Spider-Man.
Do we have to talk about this one? It's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
That's a pretty good impression.
We got Back to the Future versus Ratatouille. Give me Back to the Future.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, yeah.
White Chicks versus The Wedding Singer.
Finally, a couple of comedies going against each other.
I'm going to go White Chicks here.
I'm going The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, I just... All right, Josh, have
fun. I'm going to go Wedding Singer.
Oh, man, you hate to see it.
Terry Crews. White Chicks is a good movie.
Terry Crews singing in the car.
Thousand Miles. Hey, final matchup of round three, Soul versus Die Hard.
Soul.
Die Hard.
Not a huge Die Hard fan.
Ooh. Give me Soul.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I do enjoy Soul a lot. I like Die Hard a lot, but
Pixar Soul. Coming in clutch.
Okay, round four, gosh, starting up. We got Jurassic Park versus The Big Lebowski.
This is a fair. Josh hasn't seen The Big Lebowski.
This is true, and it just keeps getting pushed on.
Big Lebowski.
Jurassic Park.
Before By you vote, default. Cole, before you vote, Jurassic Park is a classic. Sure, I get it. It's created the blockbuster, right? Like, yeah. It's...
Let him cook.
It's good.
Let him eat.
But is it as good as Jeff Bridges is the dude in The Big Lebowski?
I'm not even going to talk to you. I'm clicking Jurassic Park.
Oh, come on.
Finally gone.
Did me dirty. Josh, we're going to watch The Big Lebowski. You're going to regret this podcast.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
There you go.
Versus Incredibles 2.
Yeah, you know my vote.
I don't know your vote.
Anything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Okay.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah, Cole's going to make me learn it wrong.
Got it in your head.
I don't even know. I'm going Incredibles 2.
That is a contender for my favorite movie of all time. Like it's
it
hard.
It was really good.
No one can like say their favorite movie of all time because it depends what you're in the mood for. But like that one's up there. Like in the ever shifting top three of my heart, that one's always in there.
Yeah, it was really good.
I got Incredibles 2.
It's a comedy.
I think if it was Incredibles 1,
it would get it.
It would probably get it. But I'm gonna go Everything Everywhere All at Once.
All right, it's
a comedy, it's a family drama, it's action, it's every genre of movie. It's literally everything ever all at once.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber versus Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Dumb and Dumber. You're probably going to go Anchorman.
Yeah, Anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Ron Burgundy.
Dang it.
Is on a tear.
But he is. To be fair, though, that was the most valid fair matchup Anchorman's had so far. That was the only one.
Tell me the Martian wasn't valid? You telling me like the whale wasn't valid?
They're at least in the same category for that
one. Oh, here we go. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King versus Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
You know my vote.
He's going to push Lord of the Rings all the way to the end. While I don't really have strong feelings for either of the movies, I think I'd probably rather watch Puss in Boots.
So... this is the end for Return of the King.
No,
Cole. Last Wish is moving on.
Cole, hold up. Before you click that button, don't. What movie franchise started movie night? It was so iconic.
Spaceballs.
No.
Technically, Spaceballs was the first movie.
Go back and look. Yeah. Oh, yeah, your argument's wrong.
We watched Lord of the Rings at the church on the projector.
That wasn't movie night.
That wasn't movie night, no.
You're just.
I count movie night the first movie we watch at Molly's house. I
thought that was Halloween.
No, that's Spaceballs.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're wrong. Okay. Ghostbusters versus D2. Give me D2.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
He's not that upset. So he didn't even try to fight it. He understands. He's, like, valid.
Okay. Shrek versus Happy Gilmore.
Onions are... I don't like onions, but I like Shrek. I don't know where I was trying to go with that.
Oh, I love both of these movies. This is my childhood. What do you got, Cole?
Give me Happy Gilmore.
You just like to watch the world burn.
You knew he was going to just want to make us tie you. I don't know why you asked him.
I don't know.
Just going to sip this.
Yeah.
We'll sit and let Josh. I'm going to sip. I have to sip this too.
Sip it really loudly into the mic there for me.
I can't decide.
Well, make a pick. Flip a coin or something.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore.
Ooh. What?
It moves on.
Yeah.
What an upset.
No, Cole.
Yeah.
We've done it. It's
Cole, I know that if you hadn't wanted to make us tie, you would pick Shrek.
I like both those movies.
You didn't deny it.
You didn't deny it. No.
I know that if Cole hadn't wanted us to tie, he would have picked Shrek.
Hey, listen. Majority won.
Hey. Yep. Uh-huh. Shut your mouth.
The votes are in.
Spider-Man versus Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love both these movies dearly.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
I, too, am going to go with Spider-Man.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's too late. It's a podcast, though. It's a podcast. You're here because you want to know what we're thinking.
No,
yeah,
I don't actually want to hear what you're thinking.
Okay, fair. Valid. So Spider-Man 2, I would have picked it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
But Back to the Future, I think, beat Spider-Man 1.
There's an argument to be made.
There is. But, there
so just before you click that button, just mull that one over in your grindstone a few times. Just think on that one.
I'm still going with Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man was the first superhero movie I watched. So
Same.
I think, yeah, it's good. Spider-Man 2 is the best one of that trilogy.
It is.
I really wish I had been there for your wife to not know who Green Goblin was. I'm so sad that I missed that night.
I'm submitting the score.
Spider-Man 2 is my movie pick for this this round.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
I was hoping that Josh would go before me so I could pick Spider-Man 3. That may be coming in the
just
near future.
Just do it.
I already did. I did Back to the Future.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. The Wedding Singer versus Soul.
Ooh.
Last matchup of round.
Wedding Singer.
Round
Wedding Singer.
Really?
I'm going Wedding Singer.
You're going Wedding Singer? Okay.
Soul's a great movie.
Love Soul, but.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're in the Elite
Semifinals?
8. Semifinals? Elite 8.
Elite 8? What's that mean?
Round 5.
Yeah.
Round 5, semifinals and finals.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes.
Okay. Jurassic Park versus Everything Everywhere All at Once.
You know my answer. I feel like it's not fair for me to answer.
Well, Jurassic Park.
Sorry, I can mute him. What was that?
Oh.
It's tiebreaker, Josh.
They're both so good.
They are.
But there's nothing like seeing dinosaurs.
But only one of them has Jamie Lee Curtis with penis hot dog fingers doing like a slow romantic dance in a laundromat.
True. No, it's going to be Jurassic Park.
No!
There it goes. Okay, are we good? Are we locked in?
I'm locked in.
Okay, we're going on.
Yeah.
And the run ends. Okay, Anchorman versus Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
You know that was a bad pick.
Maybe, but there have been some bad picks in this bracket here.
I mean, the best one was by far Small Soldiers Over Two Towers. Anchorman versus Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
This one's hard for me.
I'm going Anchorman.
Yeah, I'm going Anchorman as well.
Okay, that made my life very easy. Okay.
I like also, can we take a moment to put that as Puss and Boots?
Isn't that, oh.
Puss, not in.
Puss in Boots.
Oh, whoops.
I think that's the porn parody.
Yeah. Oh, whoops, wrong movie.
I downloaded the wrong Last Wish.
Do not Google search that one.
Puss in Boots, The First Wish.
Okay, next up, we got Ghostbusters versus Happy Gilmore.
That one's pretty easy. It'd be Ghostbusters.
It'd be Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Josh, I expected you to go Ghostbusters.
It was easy.
I like Ghostbusters, but Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is going to the Final Four.
Man, okay.
Okay, Spider-Man versus The Wedding Singer.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Okay. Man, Spider-Man wins this thing.
Final Four, baby! Jurassic Park versus Anchorman.
Hold on, go back.
What?
Can you tell me what the seat was for Anything Everywhere All at Once versus Jurassic Park there real quick?
8 versus 17.
Monsters. You know you're wrong. You know it.
Well, that's unfortunate. I mean, I would say the whale.
You know you're incorrect.
There's a lot of things that were incorrect. A lot of things that were correct, though.
What are we voting on?
Anchorman versus Jurassic Park.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Give me... The tyranny of Ron Burgundy is going to continue. Give me Anchorman.
I think I'm...
I am probably still Jurassic Park.
Don't do that to me.
Who's going to the finals?
Oh.
Semifinals.
Yep.
Okay. I need my Shai Hulud popcorn bucket. I need to 5 minutes alone in a closet with that real fast and then clear my mind. I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
Okay. So it moves on. Okay. Happy Gilmore versus Spider-Man.
Spider-Man for me on that one.
Yeah, give me Spider-Man.
That one's actually easier than the last couple rounds with Happy Gilmore for me to answer.
Yep. Spider-Man's moving on. And our finals matchup, Jurassic Park versus Spider-Man.
Is this for the...
It's the championship.
The champion?
Yep. All right. We got a movie with dinosaurs that has aged very well.
You know what?
Versus Tobey Maguire and Willem Dafoe.
You've done it so that this one's easy for me. It's Jurassic Park.
Huh. What you thinking, Cole?
No, I would have had a thought more if that was Everything Ever All at Once up there versus Spider-Man.
Give me Spider-Man, baby.
I'm Jurassic Park.
I love that movie. I love Jurassic Park, but Spider-Man, Willem Dafoe, greatest like comic, one of the greatest comic book movie villains of all time. Turns in a S-tier performance.
We should have done this blind voting on like Google Forms or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way.
Jeff Goldblum Cole in Kim Jurassic Kim. Park. Willem Dafoe in Spider-Man.
Willem Dafoe crawling on all fours towards the mask in a robe.
Wait, he's Green Goblin?
Biggest plot twist I didn't know even existed.
I don't like that I'm the one that
Macho Man Randy
game.
Savage.
It's all you, Josh.
I
man.
Don't like it. And these are both my picks.
Mm-hmm.
No, Spider-Man was mine.
Spider-Man was yours?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was
Oh, special. I thought it was mine too. Oh, well.
Hmm. Well.
Huh.
Go with your gut then, Josh. Go with your pick.
Yeah, probably. I'm leaning towards Jurassic Park.
Bonesaw.
You are deciding the bracket.
This is for the championship.
This is true. I know. I hate it, but I know.
Tobey Maguire. Mm.
Oh.
Great performance.
It's also my introduction to superheroes.
Willem Dafoe. You got Bonesaw is ready. On all that
but
jazz.
But Jurassic Park did so much for the movie industry. Oh my gosh.
But Spider-Man,
this is terrible.
Spider-Man was a genre-defining thing, though.
It's true.
Sparked everything. You could make an argument.
Yeah, it was genre-defining after Jurassic Park, like, created genres.
Oh, genres. Don't act like Jurassic Park invented genres. Come on.
No,
man.
Just like, I just created, like, I could be wrong, like, but like I'm pretty sure Jurassic Park, the term blockbuster was because people were literally waiting outside to go see this movie because it was so popular. It was the first time that like normal everyday people like dropped what they were doing and made plans to go see a movie on a weekend. Like it created the atmosphere in which we watch go and watch movies. I think maybe there's a movie that happened before it, but that's what I've been told.
You know, Spider-Man's something of a blockbuster itself.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Spider-Man.
Let's go!
Whoa, I wasn't expecting
that. We
locking
it
okay.
in?
I'm locking it in.
Spider-Man is our champion of the March Madness tournament. There we go.
Josh threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, I...
In the tournament? Does it do it? Do something? I don't know. Okay, there's just a bracket.
Okay.
We can probably print that out.
Yeah, we need to post that or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a week after we post this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Yeah, so look, Spider-Man gets the gold, Jurassic Park with the silver, Anchorman and Happy Gilmore with the bronze. Look at that. Look at all that. Crazy.
Ridiculous. Okay. Well, hey, we're at hour 27. That was shorter than I thought it was going to be. It's like a normal episode.
I thought it was going to be, about 2 hours or so. But
so, first episode of season 2. Exciting. Yeah. What is the next movie we're going to go see? So, Cole's going to go ruin our podcast and go see Ghostbusters
without us.
So, we can't go see Ghostbusters.
Good.
Are you going to want to see it again? I've heard it's not good.
Well, we'll see.
I've heard it's really bad.
If it's really bad, I may just forego and
I've
let
heard
you
it's
guys
really
go
bad.
See it.
I really want to go see Dune again. You guys want to go see Dune?
I need to see Dune 1 still.
I actually don't think you do. Believe it or not, really I think not. You could go watch Dune 2 and enjoy it perfectly. Let's just play the board game.
All right.
That'll get you up to speed, right? Just have Josh shout Lisan Al Gaib at you like 30 times. Yeah, no, like so Dune 2, maybe. Maybe Ghostbusters. What else is out? Josh, I see you're Googling it.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what's coming out.
Nothing?
Well,
no movies? We're in a bit of a dry spell. I'll say that. I think that it would not hurt us to go back and do some movies that we missed. Like, Iron Claw. We've joked about Gran Turismo 100 times. I think we should go back and do Gran Turismo. I'm going to go screen it and let you guys know if the bird or the boy and the heron is worth going to see. Yeah, but it looks pretty dope. So,
all right. I'm not really seeing anything that is coming out that's kind of jumping at me.
I don't know why, but like for some reason, this conversation is reminding me of what's the Exorcist 2, which I heard was really bad. I heard that one was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But maybe we need to go back and do that one.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've had enough trash ones. We need like good movies.
Yeah. Maybe. Let's go see Dune 2.
But we have I think we've kicked off with a banger here, though. Josh shocking the world.
It's true.
Small Soldiers had the greatest, like, overcoming adversity of all time.
There's a new Planet of the Apes movie coming out this year.
The Rise of the Dawn of the Plant Rising.
I don't love those movies. And as a nerd, I feel like I'm supposed to. As like a geek, I feel like I'm supposed to, like, in my blood, like those films. But I didn't care for the last couple. Yeah, but I'll go see it. I'll definitely go watch it if we want to go watch it.
Yeah. The Fall Guy is coming out.
That looked good. Yeah. That was the Ryan Gosling one that I thought looked nice. Argyle.
Gladiator 2.
Gladiator. I don't know if I know about
that.
Are
you not entertained?
I didn't know about that one. Apparently they're remaking Roadhouse. How do you feel about that, Cole?
They've already released it. It's on Prime. Yeah.
How do you feel about Roadhouse 2?
I honestly didn't know they were remaking it until earlier today when I saw it on social media.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been all over my Fire Stick.
Wow.
Because it's on Prime.
Oh, so that checks out.
It's just all over my Fire Stick.
That makes sense. Well, we've got a couple things on there. Either way, it might be a couple more weeks before we get another episode out, just because while we are restarting, we are not necessarily back into the full swing of things. If you're listening to this, thank you. We appreciate you for tuning back in after all this time.
Yep.
Please reach out to us on Facebook. That's where we're the most active, and let us know what you'd like to see. If you prefer to listen to your podcast on other platforms, we are available on YouTube. I've seen some people say you should do YouTube. They are on YouTube. There's just no videos. And the only thing I can really say is if you've enjoyed this, share it with your friends. We're three dudes in my board game room talking about movies. We're not doing this for money, but if you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends so that hopefully they'll enjoy it and we can, expand a little bit. So, guys, got any closing remarks?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Lord of the Rings should have went further, but other than that...
you had one movie go pretty far.
We
can't win them all.
So, you can, though. You guys are just wrong. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and have a good night.
See ya.
See ya.